what's the number? 64. 64 in our camp songbooks, Jesus Revealed in Me.
Christ the transforming light touches this heart of mine, piercing the darkest night, making his glory shine, all to reflect his grace, his grace, causing the
that question that was posed in that passage in 2 Corinthians 2, something about who, Brother Lutan, what did you say? Who can do it? But it's a language is a little nicer than that.
For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task?
Who is equal to such a task? Or as you said in the King James Version that you're familiar with, who is sufficient for these things? But I especially noticed that it was different. Who is equal to such a task? So what's the answer to that question? Who is equal to such a task?
I think the Lord's purpose is to make his people equal to such a task. He wants to use us. And that's another thought that I was going to say. You know, we say that finally God spoke through his Son, but he's also speaking now through us. And remember Jesus said in Matthew 6, you are the light of the world. Matthew 5, you are the light of the world. And that's shocking. It's one thing to say Jesus is the light of the world, but when Jesus turns around and says, you are the light of the world, that puts responsibility on us. And that's what this is all about.
So who is equal to such a task? The Lord wants to make us equal. So we're not equal to the task. And he is. And he will make us equal to the task. Is that the answer?
We've got to seek. It's not automatic.
It's not automatic. We must seek him and be filled with his Spirit, as this song says. Who is equal to such a task? I always thought of that when Paul said that he doesn't answer the question. I always thought of it that he was meaning no one. meaning no one of us is equal to such a task. But I asked that question not long ago at church, who is sufficient for these things? And someone said, the Holy Spirit. And of course that's right. That's right, that we are not equal to the task. Who can be the fragrance of Christ? Who can be the letter? We cannot on our own. And it is not automatic, as we just heard. But the Lord is equal to it. And he will make us, what did you say? Only to be what he wants me to be. Yes, he will help us. So what did we just sing? Here, Lord, I bring my heart, my love, my strength, my will. Cleanse me in every part with all thy spirit fill. And we're about to sing, life is no longer mine. I yield it all to thee. Fill me that I may shine until thy face I see. Oh, to reflect his grace, causing the world to see love that will glow till others shall know Jesus revealed in me. So thank you, Brother Luton, for bringing this word to us tonight. Brother Luton, many years ago, was the first person I ever heard, and he used it again tonight, challenge us with the fact that we have people around us who are watching, and using this phrase, a watching world. I've heard it many times since then, but he was saying it way back when, a watching world. And we want to portray Christ and shine for Jesus and be the aroma of Christ in this dark world that needs Jesus so greatly. And we do need Jesus in order to be what Jesus wants us to be. And so we want to seek him and open our hearts to his working and be wholly, meaning entirely, given to him. Life is no longer mine. Let's stand and sing verses 3 and 4. Life is no longer mine. Brother Luton just now if he remembers when he first preached in our church, and he says 1970, that was the year I graduated from high school, so I was of age to listen to him and to hear the message and at least try to understand it and apply it. And I've often said that every single time that he has come and preached to us about the kingdom of God and how the church has a responsibility toward the world. And every single time I've been truly, shall I say, deeply challenged, and I think tonight as well. And I thank God for that. He has used my brother Ed to be a great blessing to me and I believe to all of us. And I'd just like to ask him to pray for us tonight. And this is something God has laid upon his heart, and I think he probably would be the best person to ask to just pray for us, that God will achieve his purposes in his people and then by his people. What a wonderful privilege it is to be called to these things for which we are not sufficient, but he is. Praise the Lord. Oh, to reflect his grace, causing the world to see love that will glow till others shall know Jesus revealed in me. And we didn't forget those other things that we need to pay attention to. May God help us. Let's open our hearts to Jesus tonight. And after our brother prays, perhaps there will be those who would like to stay and seek the Lord. Others will want to go to their places, but let us go with God. And if you stay and want to wait before the Lord, if God lays a prayer on your heart, just feel free to follow his promptings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray one for another. It's another wonderful thing that we can do. Oh, how we need Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Luton, come.
Heavenly Father, our thoughts turn to the verses that follow where it speaks about how Moses was in your presence. And when he came from your presence, his face shone. And he had to put a veil over his face because of that. But then later on, the verses go on to speak about how that as we stand before you and are in your presence, that we are changed from one glory to another. Amen. And Lord, we humbly and openly confess that we are not equal to the task before us. But we know, Lord, that as we are in your presence and as we remain in your presence, that you want to move in us and to change us from glory to glory. And we pray for that. We pray for that so that we may be enabled to fulfill the work and the role that you have for us as your people. And that Jesus will truly be seen in us, and that the message will be clear, that the message will be authenticated, and that people will be drawn to Christ. We think, Lord, of the many people groups in our country now.
Oh, Lord.
And so many people feel fearful because of some of them. We pray, Lord, that you will banish all fear from your people and replace it, Lord, with a passion. A passion to share the gospel with those people. I pray, Lord, that your people will rise up and see the challenge and seize the opportunity. We pray, Lord, that those people like the Capazes, that long ago we were baffled, we couldn't seem to communicate with them. I pray that you will give us opportunities and help us to find ways. Even as we use the adage or the term in our vocabulary, by hook or by crook. Lord, some way, somehow, make us to be witnesses to the peoples that surround us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Lord bless you all. Praise God. Let us continue to seek Him.
Thank you, Lord, that you bring the gospel into our daily life.
that whether we're at home or at work, we can live in fellowship with you, and you can cause the light of your glory to shine. And we pray, fill us, Lord. Fill us, give us a life of partaking of you, O God, to let the light shine, that it might emanate forth and be evident. Help us to see our great need. Cause us to hunger and thirst for yourself in such a way, Lord, that we will find you and come into your presence and know you, O God, and walk with you, and cause that glow to shine, O God, making us light and salt. Help us. Help us. Let it be the fruit of this effort this weekend, O God, that we find you, O God, and we find a way, O God, of living for you in a greater way and learning to drink of thy fountain of life, O God, that we thirst not, Lord, but continually, O God, live in fellowship with you. Amen.